You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning and, well, happy Mother's Day to some of you, and it's good to be here. it is Good Shepherd Sunday, so the hymns, the text, the message will all pertain to that. Also, I should mention the hymns while I'm thinking about that. For those who are listening on the radio, for those who are here, we post them up there on our board following Divine Service Setting 3. Which begins on page 184 of the hymnal. The opening hymn is 821, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. Hymn of the day 709, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Distribution hymns 812, Come, Let Us Join Our Cheerful Songs. 633, At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing. 711, Savior, Like a Shepherd Lead Us. 735, Have No Fear, Little Flock. Also, we're going to have a work day on the 17th, so if you can make that, I know there'll be some painting, but there will be other things to do if you can make it, 9 to noon. And then after our service today, we're going to have a Bible class that's 8 weeks, just starting today. It's for everybody, especially those who are interested in membership. This will be going through central teachings, worship, life in the church, things like that. And so I hope you can all make it. If it will, at the very least, be a refresher. But it's an opportunity to welcome those who want to be members and get to know them and vice versa. So I hope you can attend. And if you don't like Bible study, well, there's always good refreshments and conversation. So they'll like Bible study, right? Of course they will. All right, well, let's begin with our opening hymn, 821, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit.
Glory be to God on high.
And mercy to his holy men.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have awakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The first reading for this fourth Sunday in Easter is from Acts chapter 20. Now for Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time, from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews. How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I'm going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you. For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me in all things. I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" This is the word of the Lord. Turn again to the yellow insert. We sing together the gradual. Christ has risen from the dead. God the Father has crowned him with glory. Amen. The epistle is from Revelation chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for our hymn. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As Paul has summoned the pastors up in Ephesus, he's going to speak to them before he leaves, and he's reminding them of how much he's taught them, the full counsel of God, the gospel. He's reminding them of his service, the tears, and his example living among them. Paul has established this church and for 3 years has shepherded it. But now he's saying that they wouldn't see his face again. And he's deeply concerned for what's going to happen after he leaves. As I mentioned, today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and Jesus, our Good Shepherd, he established us, his church, and yet since he ascended back to heaven, we haven't seen his face. And so what's happened in this world since he ascended causes us deep concern. In our text, though, Paul continues to care for the Ephesian church through the pastors, through those pastors that Paul is leaving behind. Paul is doing what he'd learned from his Lord. We don't see Jesus shepherding us, but through pastors that he calls and through his people that he equips, Jesus continues to shepherd his sheep. The good shepherd who made us his own continues to gather his sheep who know his voice. Jesus, the good shepherd, he sacrificed himself to save us. We were lost, wandering sheep, and yet he obtained us with his own blood. You have been purchased with God's blood. We belong to him. And Jesus, he's the lamb of the sacrifice. He's the lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is also the shepherd of God's flock. Jesus shed his blood for us. We are his sheep. We belong to him. Well, Jesus called Paul to gather new sheep of the good shepherd. That's what he's reminding the pastors in Ephesus about. You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time, that from the first day that I set foot in Asia serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials, what happened to me through the plots of the Jews. Now, I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying, both to Jews and the Greeks, of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul had been telling the good news of Jesus Christ and what Jesus had done to save them, all the people up there in Ephesus, through his sinless life, his death, his sacrificial death, and his resurrection. He's saying this in order that they too might repent and believe in Christ as Lord. But Jesus continues to call pastors, such as those Ephesian elders, pastors, to gather new sheep of the Good Shepherd. And part of every pastor's job is to tell people who don't belong to his church about the love of God in Christ Jesus, to tell them what Jesus has done for them, that he has died for them, that he has taken their sins upon himself so that they might have life in him, life now and into eternity, and even inherit heaven itself. And Jesus calls every believer to gather new sheep of the Good Shepherd. You all have people in your lives who I don't see or have an opportunity to speak to. These are acquaintances, family, neighbors, friends, coworkers, classmates, all kinds of people. Well, the Good Shepherd shed his blood for those people also. They may not even know this, or maybe they've forgotten it. Maybe they just simply stopped believing it. So as you're talking to them, keep this in mind, that the love of God for them in Christ, that the Good Shepherd has shed his blood for them too, so that the Good Shepherd may gather new sheep even through you. The Good Shepherd who brought us to the truth also continues to protect his sheep. Jesus, the good shepherd, protected his own from anyone who would snatch them out of the Father's hand, and he continues to do this through his word, so that his sheep may know his voice and follow him. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Jesus taught the truth that saves. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. He protects from all false teachers through his word. False teachers don't believe Christ's word because they're not his sheep. They don't know his voice. They don't follow him. They don't know his word, so they don't speak it or teach it correctly. Instead, they speak and teach what's twisted, and it's sometimes twisted subtly. Jesus called Paul to protect the good shepherd's sheep from wolves. He tells the pastors, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease, night or day, to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sacrificed. The letters that Paul wrote to the various churches, they warned against false doctrine, teachings that were misleading and dangerous to the sheep of the good shepherd. Now he's warning these Ephesian pastors to be ready, pay attention, be alert. Jesus continues to call pastors such as these Ephesian elders to protect the good shepherd's sheep from today's false teachers. The wolves have surely come. We know too many who have been baptized and confirmed in the faith who have been led away. They're no longer hearing the word of God. They're no longer hearing the word of Christ or believe that they need to even hear his word. They've been misled by twisted things, listening to and following other voices. They no longer hear the voice of Jesus, so they no longer follow the good shepherd. They may follow those who say that you should live for yourself. You know, do what you think is right and good and makes you happy, or you know, follow what you think is right. And they may even live for a cause that sounds virtuous and yet based on a lie. They no longer hear about the will of God. They no longer hear what's contrary to the will of God. So they don't recognize their own sin. They don't repent. Why would they if they don't know? So they're not forgiven. Instead, they carry the weight of their sin that bears on their conscience. They carry the weight of the consequences, including the guilt and the shame. And all the while, Jesus, the good shepherd, calls out, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Apart from Christ, they can't find rest from their sins, rest from the harassments of this world or the evil one. They're no longer hearing the voice of the good shepherd. They wander after other voices, which can only lead to death. It's only in Christ, the good shepherd, that we have true peace, that we have life, eternal life. And Jesus protects you through the pastor's teachings. We have our Bible studies here Sunday Wednesday morning Bible studies, so where we gather around the Word, we learn from it, we discuss it, we have questions answered. This is how we stay in God's Word. And Jesus calls every believer both to be vigilant and to protect those of the Good Shepherd sheep he places in our care. He guards you as you study his word faithfully. He guards your family as you teach that word. We have the guide to daily prayer and meditation. This is a helpful tool available for you to lead devotions at home, to spend time in God's word, to pray a psalm, to talk about some of the catechesis that's been handed down to us. These are some of the resources. We mentioned some in the bulletin. You've seen Issues, etc. There's On the Line podcast. There's New Lutheran Institute of Theology. There are many others, and I'm happy to help you with resources of how you too can learn and grow in God's word and the teachings of Christ. The Good Shepherd who cared only for us continues to nurture his sheep. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, was always self-giving, serving our every need. He healed, he fed, he guided, never serving himself. And he knew from experience what he said. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus called Paul to labor selflessly in nurturing the Good Shepherd sheep. And Paul set this example of selfless service. The congregation was to follow Paul's example in selfless care. And Jesus continues to call pastors, such as those Ephesian elders, to provide spiritual and physical care for the Good Shepherd sheep. Here too, as pastor, I am to set an example of caring for God's sheep. And there are many other people who care for the sheep here at Zion amongst us. And Jesus calls every believer to nurture the Good Shepherd sheep as we are able. This begins for us in our homes, caring for the family that God has given us. And then we support our congregation's work. And all this that we do in various Christian callings as sheep, as shepherds, is because the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, has shepherded us, the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. In fact, all that we do as Christians is truly a continuation of the Good Shepherd's shepherding. It will never cease. We'll even celebrate it when we join those who have come out of the great tribulation, that have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. We continue with the offertory.
Thank you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. With the Holy Spirit in rich measure, that hearing and following Christ, our shepherd, we would pass through every tribulation to our eternal heavenly home. Let us pray to the Lord. For faithful men to pastor the church of God, that in the face of fierce opposition and twisted speech, they would not shrink from proclaiming the kingdom of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of mothers, who raise their children in all things good, a mirror of God's love, that they may be strengthened in their calling and sustained through weary and difficult times, let us pray to the Lord. For all peoples, nations, and tribes, that under God's rule they may faithfully promote good and punish evil, and that God would reform them when necessary, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick, the suffering, and the dying, especially Shirley, Fred, Anita, Duane, Dan, Joanne, Lois, Lewis, Mary, Harold, Joan, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Mark, Erno, Jeff, and Ethel, that the Lord would deliver and comfort them, guard them against despair, and grant them patience in the days of our trouble as we await his perfect healing. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who grieve, that they would be strengthened in faith to see those they mourn in the light of the resurrection of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who come to the Lord's Supper this day, that our Good Shepherd would calm all fears in this valley of the shadow of death through the holy table here, prepared in the presence of our enemies, that he would give us repentance and an increase of faith, and that in every tribulation or besetting sin, he would lead us to find comfort and strength in the overflowing mercy given to us in this sacrament. Let us pray to the Lord. For faith to endure the tribulations of this life and pass through death to join the saints in the ceaseless praises of heaven, let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, you promised to raise up a shepherd to deliver your sheep from all their enemies. We give you thanks for giving us your own dear Son to be our good shepherd. Grant us to hear his voice, know him by faith, and follow where he leads, that he may deliver us into your arms forever through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the service of sacrament.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.